Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone out to our special CDRA meeting held today, August 23rd, 5 p.m. special meet.
Let's start the roll call.
Ben.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul, it's not here. Rodney.
Here.
And Sam is.
Excuse.
Okay, turn some power to you, Mark.
Thank you. Should we call, we could have enough time in our regular meeting to cover a lot of subjects we don't need to update on as a county board. You recall that Senator Newell some time ago indicating that the management plan approved by the Secretary of Interior, we sent this on October 8th, 2009, and then it was approved by the Secretary of Interior. One of the demonstration projects we have, the demonstration projects, as I put out in that pack that I get put in your boxes, that the equestrian park at that time in cooperation with Sam and Diane Stewart's Foundation was a demonstration project. So one of the questions came up about safety. I got quite concerned because I had to do really rigorous reports to the National Park Service on all these projects and supporting $4 million in them. But anyway, so I decided we'd better do it through Joe Brand, who was the architect of the building. So I asked him to come down to every area, retained him to come down and do an inspection. So I got to be here tonight to answer any questions you might have relative to the immediate condition case.
Wish that money is coming on every building inspector.
Let me hand these out. You might be called. This is his report on the inspection date. So he comes to me here and answer questions about this because I understand there's still some concerns about fire code and so forth. So if you have a practicator question, if you call one of the inspectors and answer any questions you might have, then I can sit and report to the National Park Service.
Can I call and see Tracy's on available?
Pardon?
I know the building inspector still has some questions on it.
I think he's going to talk to Tracy after.
Is he questions on it?
Yeah. Have you talked to him?
Not about this particular thing, but I've talked to him often about other projects that we've done down here.
So I know he still had some questions on it. So talk to him today, trying to get him up here on another deal.
Okay. I don't know why or how it could possibly happen. Oh, you could make a good deal. Why don't we go here and then maybe you could set up a meeting with Tracy.
He was just questioning how you come up with some of your numbers and where you're based from or something that way.
I can show you that. And then that doesn't satisfy it. And then we'll talk to Melissa as well. How's it going?
And we have
two actions here.
So this is one question he had. Are these fire doors?
I don't know why they need to be fire doors.
I know that's one question he had, whether or not these were fire doors. Because if they were considered this here a different zone, the fire could start here, and so those doors would have to be closed, so you couldn't exit out this way into fire. That was one question he asked me about.
That's interesting because obviously he was the one that approved the drawings in the first place. And
I said, I didn't know if I hadn't been down to look to see if there's a fire sticker on the door itself.
I don't know what difference that would make.
He said, if you take out these two main exits, then your calculations would be different. That's what he's telling me. So,
and you didn't count the four exit doors over south here, did you, your calculations?
No. Okay. And he was saying you couldn't count them because you'd have to climb over the...
Well, this can't approach.
That's it.
You can get to my company around there and there. These two you cannot get to.
Okay.
They're closed off, but the other two you can. And so if you took this door, these doors, that one, then we would have the total of four times 34 inches, plus this would be 68 inches. That equals 204 lineal inches, and we're only required by code to have four
four exits from the building. And the width of the exits is 0.2 inches times the number of persons, which comes up to be 233 inches. And we're only at 204, but I, I know that part, he says, that's one question he asked me. It's like, I don't know.
This is now for head door.
Yes.
And there'll be another.
Well, maybe not. If we don't need it, we're not going to call there.
Well, yeah, no sense.
We don't need it, we don't need it.
That's true.
So these are both assembly occupancies. So they're all different. I'm just having descriptions of assembly occupancies. For example, in A1, assembly occupancy is assembly occupancy such as the motion picture studio, concert hall, theater, things like that. And A2 occupancy is banquet halls, casinos, nightclubs, restaurants, and taverns. And in A3 would include that doesn't fit into this. So A4 is arenas, skating rinks. So what we have is this is an A4 occupancy, and this is an A2. I guess we could call it an A2 because they sort of threw that area, but technically to me it's part of the A4 occupancy.
That's I think where he was coming from, because if there was a fire that was to catch on here, then these exits were, I think that was his big concern, and how it was classified.
Okay. So if we go back and look at separations.
I guess he's saying, is that fire wall and fire separation?
It doesn't have to be, that's the whole point. I mean, you find the, what's this for?
This is the name, so he's explaining how he came up with the square footage and doors and stuff. So I talked to Tracy about it, and Tracy was concerned with the serving area out here in this kitchen, if this would be a different fire rating in the arena, because if there's a fire that was here, you couldn't count these double doors as a egress out. So that was Tracy's question. He was like, I don't know.
I'll find the right chart here. Okay, here we go. Any occupancy has no fire restrictions between anything. A3, A4, A2, A1, doesn't matter. No is in for no, nothing. So, I can understand why you might have that concern, but everything I see in the code, I can't see any reason why they can't, why these can't be, why they're not legal. And I've read through this book over and over and over again. So I've got everything listed here, all of the different parts of the code. I did not cover that particular one because I didn't think that was, part of the concern. I'd have to go talk to Tracy about it, though.
I'm trying to get him up here Thursday on another deal.
Okay.
Tracy,
this is an
affiliate
of
the
county. I was with Tracy's before he wasn't even there, so I'm not working with a fellow before him. We've done a lot of work down in San Francisco.
Like I said, he was asking me, and I was like, I don't know how it's classified, and I don't know how that pay occupancy even works.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I'm trying to, if you want to get that technical, you can come out this way. You might have to go through the lobby. But I'm going to tell you other than that. I mean, I've been doing this for, I've been an architect for almost 50 years now. And,
yeah, like I said, that was just a couple of questions he asked me. I didn't know.
And I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes before, but this is one I feel pretty comfortable with. But it's okay. So you'll talk to him on Thursday?
I talked to him earlier this morning, and he was coming up Thursday for another day, but I come back to change the time, and I haven't heard back from him.
Well, I guess the other thing to look at is, I figured these door openings at just what the width is, the clear opening width. And so we have one door at 68, if we're going to just do it that way. And we're 1, 2, 3, bigger. Four of them at 34 inches. So that's the 230 inches. Let's use a 3 foot, 3 foot, 3 foot, 3 foot, and 6 foot. Then we're up to the 233 inches that we calculated it together. So anyway, it's very, very close as it is. And I still feel that those two exits are really they don't have to be violated. There's not a separation at that point. And same thing there, so there should be.
Yeah, and the other thing, like for him, seeing the closure on there, he assumes it's a fire rated deal too, because it's got a closure on it. You know what I'm saying? For them guys.
Yeah, but it can have closures on it, or right, because people want it to have to open them out twice, come in and out.
Right. Yeah.
Are there glass doors? I can't remember, no.
No.
There are metal doors?
Yeah.
Okay.
The outside doors are glass.
These ones here?
Yeah. I think there's a pressure bar on these doors, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. And any occupancy, you would have to have pressure doors.
And they have to open out.
And they have to open a direction in
the egress.
Egress, yeah. So I'll leave that with you. You can get with Tracy, talk to him. I'd be happy to talk to him also. And let's get this thing clear.
Will you write your phone number? Is your phone number on your paper?
Let me look at my phone number.
I think that was his biggest concern, is how this was classified. Yeah, that's his office number.
So let me do one other thing.
You got that table you need some reference, so you can reference it.
Four. Three. Just an 8A occupancy, A4 to A2 occupancy do not require
the fire separation. The fire rated walls, no fire separation.
Yeah, if we were going from an A to a B occupancy, then yeah, we'd have to have 2 hours if the building wasn't correctly, 1 hour to close. So, B occupancy is like offices and that.
Right.
But A, there's no requirements.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
have to go when you say it.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Tracy agrees with this. We don't need that.
Did you give it?
No. No, we don't need the other door.
Tracy, back to the usual.
Yeah, well, just about, we never know we need the other door, or what's... This whole thing is about that. Whether or not we need another door to install it. I'll put that, this one, so I can... So what's this? There's a CO, special meeting, and then we have truth and taxation.
Hey, Lon, so what are you doing?
I've got some, I'm here, we hope this was... I didn't know until I saw Stroll walk in. Last time they didn't get the other line, and we just told, had some up in court. Oh, we have to get them to the actual court, is that why they're here?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I didn't recognize it.
Okay. I got two or four things that I had to cover, and Jimmy watching the clock for me, but since I saw that here, I thought maybe, I didn't have you on the agenda to talk about the industrial park, but since I see them here, I should try to use some time to use.
Okay. Mr. Stewart would like to buy that 2.03 acres, is that what it was? Right, adjacent to his property, so that it doesn't get landlocked. And I assured him we wouldn't sell it to anybody before whatever we need to do before we sell it, or if we can sell it to him now.
My opinion is, first thing we got to do is get utilities down now.
Okay.
I'd like to see us apply for a grant, see if we can get some help there, get some utilities ran down now.
That's not possible, you know?
Yeah, I definitely want to do that. Once you decide that, took the issue that David Stewart has is relative to egress, egress off his lot. Took that issue.
Don't you have egress off the other side?
Yeah, that's not 3 acres.
I still think we need business plans.
And so about this piece.
And so do you have to get a decision on that situation?
That's what he's talking about right here. It's smoking, but it was all over here.
And this is in the lights, which is our center runway.
Whose is this?
I don't know who saw this.
That's in the area. No, this is the area. I'm just walking the grass.
I do understand the issue.
No, we can just have, I would know the selling land. I would just sell.
I saw that.
I guess all this is on the other side.
No, this is never, this place, something's lots of stuff. I mean, I need to sit down. I think that's just like that, but Mike's already bought it.
He walked right in.
Keep in mind, this is information only. It's information only. When I say stipulate is the fact that we can look into the possibility that if we can solve the utility problem, that he can come forward with the business plan he's been talking to you about.
Fair enough.
Never even get all
right down on this property that you want.
No. It's
this piece of it.
It's this piece.
My lot, 2.3 acres, and some
right just through his building, back here,
right up this part.
We're talking about this piece of property right here.
Yeah.
Mike brought it with the agreement. There would be no utilities. But the thing is, again, see, if he wants a road through here, he's going to come to us and tell us he wants utilities.
He's got a bigger fire hazard.
Well, and then another thing I've learned too, I really learned this last week over the other one, is if you change any of these lots, you have to change the whole Mylar. If it's recorded as a subdivision or an industrial park, you have to change the whole Mylar. If Mike Bull's trying to combine these two lots, we have to change the whole Mylar and amend to
We have amended. That change has been amended.
not for the whole thing, it's that you have to do a combined, and then there's two lots.
I didn't understand that, because I never make any sense to me. It's like, how come you can split lots and add lots together in the city block?
Anytime, unfortunately, once you can write on file, if you amend even two lots, so this amendment he's doing to that particular phase is to amend the show he's merging two lots. But it's up to him, I told Darrell Kendall, it's up to him to pay for that and to do it.
It's because it's recorded as a CLF division, it's the difference.
So let's see, exactly. But keep in mind, that buffer zone is not a subdivision.
This two point oh three acres would go clear down to here, but all he would need is on this property.
That is correct, that's correct.
As we import it, if we'd sold that to him, then this property would be landlocked, same thing. So it would have to be changed.
That's what he should do. That was never intended, he's another piece of property issue. It was an easement. We got a lot of food, we got a cover, I don't know if you get the same situation we had last year.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Let's try to get this grant to get the utilities in there. We're not going to sell it out from under you. Is that agreeable?
We can't make a decision because it's not on file.
But there's
my answer right there.
We can't unless it's on the agenda.
Is that at 6:30?
No.
This is a special ordinary meeting to deal with information. We couldn't get you on that for a while,
but I'm not saying it has to be a, you're right, that you can vote on it. I'm just saying that giving my word that we're not going to sell it from under you. But if we do, it's just going to ruin that.
The proposal that you guys were keeping the utilities while he gets a proposal ready to present to you to see if it's going to accept.
You're taking all these lots and running a blind move and you
drive.
And get back into a regular structure or the words of the gym.
And we really need to let seriously get those utilities around down there.
Because even if you call for a regular council meeting, well, we would have to do that, can't we?
You can look at these options,
the next
information, and then put it on the agenda at the next RDA meeting.
Yeah, that's going to be an RDA meeting.
That's just September 13th.
Okay, I'm saying there won't be any action taken until the next RDA meeting.
Is that right?
There can't be, because it's not on any agenda.
I can put on here that we'll have to have it on my agenda.
But what you can do,
then we don't have to.
That's my point. It might have information, but what you can do is you take all this information and come up with a plan, and you move towards the next RDA meeting and take action on it. So all these ideas will be necessary to be consolidated, they get together with a concrete plan and bring it back on the agenda.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yep.
I'll get with you, Ben, and we'll sit down and hatch it out and have something on that next, maybe.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
What's going on?
All right, what I'd like to do now, you recall a couple months ago, I provided you with the membership of the Ranger Commission. Since 1994, the Ministry Committee has served as the Executive Committee of the RDA. The way that works, I am the Executive Director. Work with the Executive Committee, that we bring it to you as the Board of Directors. You set the policy, it is our responsibility to execute that policy and to oversee the project we're involved in. Now, in the years 95 to 1994, this is the best mainstream committee we've ever had. You got 14 members, you had one member who's had extensive business experience. He was the Director of Business Development for Centricom, and also on a company, nonprofit we had called European Community Advisors. He served as a project manager when we developed the Arena Center. We had another board member who was the Finance and Facilities Director of Wasatch Academy. We have another board member who's a manager of the main anchor business on Main Street.
We have the library director who's on the committee. We have the county economic development director. We have a project manager for a major engineering firm. We have a civil engineer. We have a woman who's over community development for the San Diego Valley Hospital. We have the person over business development for a cemetery hall. We have the two directors of the North San Diego Arts Council we sponsor. We have the planning commission chairperson, accountant, and also real estate broker. So you have that 14-member board. Schmidt's can report to me, and I've had these out before. These are the projects that we're currently doing that we'll report to you on. These have been brought up before, and this will give you a follow-up. And also these. They're both on the bottom. There's some projects in there that aren't in Mount Pleasant, but the reason they're on there is that they also require a ship. We're working through the state historic preservation. Here's the other. This is another sheet that we're referring to. This is $139,000 in projects. You're right on that. These are the projects that your executive committee is working on, and we'll keep reporting. I know you're going to get copies of all this. We're working on it now. Now, the new book project, not on there, on that list, because we're still getting all the final details together in terms of planning and funding, and that's the park project. And so, Jeff Matheson is the Ministry Committee meeting member over community development. He has two committee members, Heidi Kelsey and Bob Brothers. And he'll report on the latest activities down there, because that funding is not on that list.
Where's the Camden House?
That's my house.
Okay.
My son, that was there because of the fact that that was Steve's.
I've heard that was the Larson House, and then the Camden House.
Camden's the guy that built it.
Okay. Interesting
thing, but he's a smoking guy. I told you that. I'll send you some of that. I'm not going to do that.
I did get from my parents that he's got off the mountain and I'm going to work in the day. So. As Mark said, the park project, I just want to give a quick update on that. We did hear back from the Land and Water Conservation Climate Grant Manager, who was Susan Zarafrizi. She said that our project was recommended to the National Park Service at the national level. They would start writing agreements and contracts. So we're still waiting for that to happen. Terry McKee, who was out with Outdoor Med, will be taking that program over, which is, I think, good, because we have a good relationship with Terry on some of our other projects. As mentioned, we talked about some committee members, volunteers with Heidi and Molly, had some interest in the park on the health. So they've been there. There's not much going on yet. We did recruit David Bradley, who was a landscape designer. He's going to volunteer, kind of a paid volunteer basis, to create some concept renderings of the park. Just maybe a canvas that we can look at, have the CRA board look at as far as what we might want to see at the park. We know that the planning board include new restrooms, new sprinkler system, picnic tables, underground power. But there's some other things that have been discussed, like the bowling, a few things like that. Maybe do something with the pickleball or the tennis pickleball courts. So we'd like to maybe have a good, robust public campaign. Once we get a rendering, just kind of use it as a blank canvas where people can come and say, well, what about this one? So you get some ideas. So that's kind of where we're at on that with this ring. It seems that the federal government is running twice as slow as they used to these days. So it's not only here, it's on almost everything. We're just seeing delays on all of our projects. projects, but, one more thing, I started looking into costs to do a silt cover on the part on the trail. We got some EPA that's going to need it probably in the next 6 months, a year. Some of it's not too bad, but some of it's getting toxic, pretty bad with the sun. There's some places it's in the shade that it's still good. So I talked to Tyler Alton. He's one of the channels, and he gave me the footage, square footage price. I told that in to do that would be about $7,000. But I think we can find a grant to cover about half of that, and maybe lean on Heritage to help participate in the other, maybe the city through the CDRA, and the hospital has also asked if they could help in some way. So, anyway, I'll be working on that, trying to get something done there in the next little bit.
Peckham's gave us a pretty good price a year ago.
What's that?
Peckham Asphalt?
Yeah, Peckham's. Peckham and
Peckham's out of Founder.
You mentioned somebody from Salina, Gunnison. I think it was Salina. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Peckham? Some or the other? And then I know him and Andrews did all the church parking lots. There's plenty around that we could probably see some competitive bids for. So, working on that. I don't want to run interference on this industrial park thing, but there's some history there that I'm kind of familiar with. So I just want to throw this out. When we first developed that, there was always that no man's land because it was part of the airport. The airstrip. And Martin and I talked about that when we originally developed that. Yeah. Maybe we ought to offer that strip to those property owners and just make that a contiguous piece of property. It kind of made sense rather than to have a narrow strip there. And that, those discussions probably just got lost in.
And that basically what Boris did.
Yeah, and maybe we should have done that when we were thinking about it instead of now. But anyway, that's kind of what we were thinking. Whether it has any bearing on what you guys think or not, I decided to throw it out because that was kind of the concept at first. It wasn't included because in the original subdivision because it was just kind of a weird piece of property, and we thought the best thing to do would maybe just include it in.
Did you start when the airport was still going, or two?
What's that?
You started that industrial park when the airport was still going, so that you couldn't touch that one.
Right. Right. As soon as we decommissioned the airport, then we could, then it's using space.
Right.
It's such a wide area. Even the runway itself was super wide. The roadway, it's like 90 feet or something.
90 feet. Exactly.
So, I don't know. I guess one thing I would consider is maybe you do have a main line that runs down the back, the west side of all those properties. There's no hydrants on any of those. Then you can have real access to a lot of those properties that run along the way. And you do have hydrants along Blackhawk and whatever that road is for the existing properties that are on the bill.
That's correct.
So as far as I
tell you, you go in when we're doing a new project.
The fire protection would be kind of on them if there's an access to if they have one lot and they've got a building on it. You see it all the time, business owners will run a fire line down to catch another building. At their expense, that might be an option.
The rest of the proposal we need to come up with and put on the something I was thinking about. We leave all this together.
But that being said, we have to kind of limit. You know, we almost have to change the plat, the mylar, to include that as that property. So
we're hold on the other part section.
Yeah, exactly. Then amend that and make those properties a bigger piece so they didn't want to smooth. And then that, because I think that's what the mayor's concerned about, is you have this strip. And who's to say that you're not going to have somebody approach you and say, well, let me put a building in, and then you're back to square one with utilities. So there may be some discussions of what limitations or restrictions you can put on that, or just make it one piece of property. And that,
well, I think even if he was to build on your west lot, I think you'd have a hard time getting back to the east on the sewer line.
If you went down to your fence line, if you went down to your west fence line and you tried to build a building there, I don't think you'd get back to the east to the sewer line.
That's why. That's why, because one of those things that you look at.
And that, I don't know if he was talking about sewer and water and like downrush, but you know, you always put a pump in too. That's why we're there. He would have to maintain that and everything all around at the tank. Tom, don't use some ideas maybe for discussion. I don't have anything else unless you guys have some questions for me.
Yeah, really, I feel it's left. What I'd like to do, again, these are information pieces.
Thanks.
Well, I don't want to hear just to make you, but I sent out more emails than you wanted to go to look at. But if you take this whole chain of emails and you list all of them, if you would please, just go to pages 5 and 6. And this is all the email exchanges, the responses that I've got back from some of you relative to a proposal for a management agreement And I also sent you this note that at the very beginning, this resolution goes through back to 2012. I'm going to say shit. We're probably a mistake to ever have Jack and Gary go on the payroll of the Red Beacon Fund. That was done because of those of the lawsuits. You will see which resolutions come out in 2012 that have been rescinded, that they have the Ministry Committee to move in reports. Is the day-to-day manager has the day-to-day management of the liquor. So on those pages and email exchanges with that draft, I just suggested they go back to where they were in keeping with this. And I think this would move this thing forward. We had a lot of success down there adding more stuff, capital developments, but I think it's a good idea for the board to consider and give a move forward on an action item to review again the draft of the management agreement, take a look at the 2012 resolution, and that's my recommendation. I've got, three responses back already saying it's a good idea to do this. So what I'm suggesting is that we take a look at fulfilling the management agreement, wrap it up, and put it back under the Ministry Committee, same way that the 2012 was out, and take them off the payroll of the Recreation Department.
So if you took them down this, they would be under the Main Street Committee. They would not be under the CDR.
Well, the CDR division is just the CDRDA. You'll see this points out, so it's not the RDA.
So there's two big concerns I have. Again, as then they would be reporting to a non-elected committee.
Not really, because with the 1982 ordinance, Mount Pleasant City acts as and functions as the community's government renewal agency. That's why the piece of property is saying that good property, the Mount Pleasant City acting as on behalf of the Mount Pleasant Community Development Renewal Agency. So basically, when you sit as the board of the RDA, you are the elected officials.
Right.
And so when I report to you as a CDRA director, as I have been doing since 1994, you are elected officials.
Right. The way I read this, though, put it back to the board, they would report to the Main Street Committee.
They report to the Main Street Committee on the day-to-day activities, and then I report to you for the, in terms of, they don't spend any money or anything, they don't go through the process. In fact, if you look at the proposed draft, it talks about having financial controls and everything. He even mentions the treasurer, the recorder, and the finance director. So yeah, the elected official, this just means in terms of management, the day-to-day management, but in terms of the authorization, that comes from the board.
And then we've called the insurance company, but we haven't heard back yet because we've got big concerns.
That's
about
my concern, Mark, about that. Contract employers.
The insurance would not cover them.
They're not covered by the insurance anymore?
Yeah, because we're not bringing some. What it has to be when we get action on it, it has to go back to 2012. We asked them to carry a $1 million liability policy. In fact, if you look in the draft proposal,
of the management agreement, which you had with them before, it says that we, you basically, the liability, you have connections with the White Peak Ranch. So you're aware of that, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you have any comments about how it worked out when you were in the contract, when White Peak Ranch was the contractor before? How'd that work out for you?
It worked out good. Well, I think it worked out good for everybody. We didn't realize that there were so many issues until we moved over and changed it, and we were part of the recreation group. But it probably worked out fine. We didn't have any issues with it.
The reason we
assert the people mentions, another thing with that is city equipment.
Yeah, what about the city equipment?
Because that's got to be covered under our insurance, so it has to be done by a city employee.
Yeah, that, my mention, I mean, we had it before, because the clause in that agreement, it's just a draft, that indicates he would coordinate with the power department, the White Peak Ranch would coordinate with the power and public works department on equipment and so forth. Now, the way this works, the reason that the draft refers to the level building authority of the city is the way we did this, we're able to build that facility, as I pointed out in the emails, because the tax increment went away in 2008, but the legislature passed a bill that said if you're developing an event center, which is what we call an event center arena, you can get an automatic extension of the tax increment for 7 more years. So that took us to, that took us forward to 2015. And then, because we had shortened over the years, we went to the State Board of Education and they extended it to 3 more years. And so therefore, we got the tax increment to help develop that facility for 10 years beyond the expiration of the tax increment. Now, why is this important? Well, because this was always a redevelopment project using tax increment financing. In fact, one of the things we always worried about is when we were putting this together, a lot of people were concerned. They called it a horse palace and all kinds of stuff. And they said, we want to make sure we never use any money for the general fund. But when they were independent contractors, they would come to me and they'd say, how are we doing? And I'd figure out how to get money to pump into it so you better have a deficit. The problem you have now, because you collect the revenues, they go into the general fund, then they go into the recreation department, and it's difficult to trace it. So I think there's a lot to be said. I realize you've got liability issues that are going to have to be worked out, and that's why we have to be held in the draft. But there's plenty of precedent all over the state for having LLCs, new management entities for local building authority owned buildings. I think you're aware of that. That's the capacity, frankly, that the LLC community advisors had when we developed it, correct?
Right.
So anyway, I just want to get that out there so you can start thinking about it. The next board meeting, get all the details in and consider going back to where White Peak Ranch has a management agreement that allows them to pay more of the recreation parts. Because technically, Stephanie is their supervisor, and Cliff is a wonderful person, but I don't think we have enough communication with her in terms of what we do now. So that's all I'm going to make. Just an explanation.
She must just trust us. Count her word.
I don't think she's ever been down there.
Which is okay. Yeah, that's not a complaint. Let's make that clear. Okay, well, that's all I have for you to consider as we move to what our next meeting where we start taking actions on some of these information items.
Do we need it? I wonder what information you're asking for them. And that for the League of Cities on insurance.
To the trust.
Yeah.
I'll send them an email.
See what he needs.
I'll take you on tomorrow.
Because that's one of the big concerns is
have you heard before
when didn't you have insurance?
Yeah, $1 million liability.
They have $1 million liability insurance. But if they're driving one of the city pieces of equipment that I've been covering, our insurance went covering underneath. If I understand it right, again, we can't lease out city equipment to individuals or to contractors.
is my understanding of city equipment.
Yeah, I refer to Nick, my children, Matt, I'm refer to Nick this, before we have to go public, the big issue is the degree in my own situation, who is secure, which we did by ourselves, see, if we bought some equipment when we first left the facility down there.
Yes.
The whole idea behind it, that I'm going to contract with Reddit, back here.
Yeah.
But we got the contract with Reddit, and they really got the contract, and we provided the money to buy the equipment. And so that is the issue, is where you said you could, I agree with that.
So the revenues down there go back to the general fund, maybe?
Right now, yeah. They used to go to the RDA, right, for the arena. We have a line item for arena, receipts are going there, the disbursements are around here.
See, that's what I'm a little confused, I'm wondering if the revenues are coming back from there, we're collecting revenue, and yet we can't use our city equipment because of insurance policies.
It's liability insurance, that's really fun, I found that out in my position.
We're gonna find out, we're gonna get some.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out, we're gonna get it.
Well, if we somewhere, we can get them to where that's.
Yeah, thanks.
Should be working for how many years?
If you work for a lot of years, and you brought your own equipment, you would call one of the issues that's come up in time. Somebody will give you an eye to buy a list of how much of these own equipment, if we can solve that equipment problem, we're going to have the other, maybe the answer needs to get him with the first thing along, or the third time, he can, on a depreciation schedule, we can buy quite a few grants to buy some more equipment, depreciate it out, so we don't use it.
So your concern is if something happened to him operating the city equipment, we'd be liable for a lawsuit or something?
Our insurance company won't cover them, because they're not city employees. And according to our deals, you can't take city equipment and lease it out to a contractor.
Before our action meeting, what we'll take a look at is what equipment uses, the dollar value, maybe I can figure out some way of depreciation schedule where YP Greenwich would use your own equipment during the city. I'm not saying you should do that, that would be a way to clear that.
But I thought the equipment that we bought might be moved there.
Right on off on schedule C, you can get right on off.
So that all the equipment we bought is down there, but city equipment, the groomer, the tractors, and all that is operating right now.
Well,
by that equipment that is essential to the operation of the arena.
Right, so that's the question.
$100,000 to be explained to me for the next meeting. And I will contact our insurance and talk to them.
We'll find out, and I'll look at some other options where maybe we can actually make a call. I've been looking at a lot of things, okay? Well, I'll tell you now, but we'll do that.
I'll let you talk.
Yeah, that's where it gets.
Somewhere, sometime.
Somewhere we can sell it. You can sell it. You sell it, say, in some equipment.
Yeah.
Some equipment to buy people. We can look into it. That might be an option.
That should be on the table. We'll figure out a way for white people to buy all the equipment.
Yeah.
For a real good price.
I know, there's lots of things that we do
about you.
Do you have anything else?
My head's spinning.
I don't.
I found my noise station, just about got on the discharge line, and they went to a 3-inch line because of the static loss. It's an inch bigger than what we first planned on, but this guy that designed this, he's probably the best in the Western United States when it comes to pumps. So,
you know, she has a little hand with it,
okay.
There shouldn't be a lot of overlapping,
but that's another thing on that other property that he has. If he goes there, he'd just have to take a line down to dump into the tank and be come back. Yeah, you know what I mean?
If you could go that far, he might have another pump station.
Okay.
I'm sorry, excuse me. He's gonna have the other sewer line goes through Grand Parish, just like goes through there, detail first. Yeah, I don't know, that's why they shoot slopes.
Yeah. It depends on one. It would have to go to the exact pump station, I don't put it in. And that's lot number two on phase five, right?
No, it's not even phase. But we're talking about, we got very much time to talk about.
Well, then we could change this.
No, we're talking about this piece here.
Well, I know that, but he owns this too.
Right.
This would have to flow that way, some of that, some of that, because now this would have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it comes off of this.
Right, it's ready this way.
So anyway, the tank and the pump, it's quite clear that it's a sort of those that hit on.
Okay. So you gotta make a, so do your job, the rest, I'll make a motion, we adjourn. I have a second.
I'll say that motion.
Randy makes a second, all in favor?
Aye.
So we have a meeting at 6, so yeah, we're gonna be cheering on the library.
Okay. I guess I misunderstood, I thought we had these together, but I don't.
Since it was advertised, we're gonna do it this time and next week.
Oh, okay.
So, no, we're still. So those that's here, they'll have to come back and